Federal regulators have given final approval to the $100 billion merger between America Online and Time Warner. The new company will control the nation's largest internet service provider, a movie studio, CNN, Time, HBO, and lots more. In approving the merger last night, the Federal Communications Commission became the last agency to sign off on the deal. The FCC imposed a number of conditions on the merger. Those conditions may not change the way the new company does business, but they could mark an important change in the way the government deals with the internet. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
This merger was so big, everyone in Washington wanted to influence the review process. At congressional hearings and public forums, rival companies and consumer groups showed up to push their point. In the end, they had a big impact. The lobbying focused at first on one key issue, known as open access. Time Warner owns the country's second-largest cable system, and regulators were worried that cable TV subscribers would be offered only one choice of internet provider over cable, AOL service. Another agency, the Federal Trade Commission, took care of that concern last month with requirements designed to give consumers choice. By the time the merger got to the Federal Communications Commission, another issue had come up. FCC Chairman William Kennard said the concern focused on a popular AOL service known as instant messaging.
We are concerned that AOL Time Warner not be able to leverage its dominance in text-based instant messaging that we know today into advanced instant messaging over the Time Warner cable systems.
Instant messaging is a very popular way of sending real-time messages to friends. 90% of those messages are sent over AOL systems. Friends who use other systems, from Microsoft, for example, cannot communicate with AOL customers. Rivals said these messaging systems should work together just the way email does, and they asked the FCC to make that a requirement. In approving the merger, the FCC stopped short of that. It will only require that future enhanced versions of AOL's instant messaging communicate with other services, for example, if they include new services like video clips. But Kennard said that this and other requirements would place serious limits on the power the new company could wield.
I am confident that by balancing both the benefits and the potential harms of this merger, we have come up with a set of conditions that clearly furthers the public interest and will ensure that as we move into this new age of the internet, that the interests of consumers are protected.
While the instant messaging requirement is less than some wanted, analysts said it would have a big impact where it counts.
Instant messaging conditions right now by the FCC are not that significant today. They could be significant down the road.
Telecom analyst Scott Cleland of the Precursor Group points out that right now, instant messaging is just a free service. In the future, AOL will figure out how to make money off it, and that's where the FCC requirement will have its bite. Cleland says in many ways, the FCC went further in its demands than he'd expected. The agency strengthened requirements that AOL Time Warner share its cable wires with competitors, and it put up a barrier between AOL and AT&T, which runs the only cable system larger than Time Warner's. Scott Cleland says these measures push government regulation in a new direction.
The FCC had said it doesn't want to regulate the internet and it doesn't want to regulate information services. And in this sense, they are regulating the internet and regulating information services.
And that's what consumer advocates like. Rather than trying to block big deals, they've been trying to extract conditions that keep these new giants in check. There's a lot of disagreement about whether those conditions really keep the marketplace open, but some consumer groups say in this case it's important to establish a government interest. Andrew Schwartzman runs the Media Access Project, a consumer group that had wanted stronger requirements.
It establishes the authority of the Federal Communications Commission to make sure that as the internet develops, it can intercede to assure diversity and competition.
If the AOL merger shows that the government has the power to regulate the internet, this may be the last time regulators use that power for some time. Democrat William Kennard is leaving the FCC. His replacement may be a Republican who said he wasn't sure the government had any business placing conditions on this merger. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.